The House currently has one member that cannot participate in voting or House activities due to military service. Delegate Joshua Nelson has been absent for the second session of the 81st legislature while on active duty. House Resolution 6 would allow participation for Nelson and future members not physically present while serving in the military in House proceedings and voting by electronic teleconferencing. Due to the wording of the movement, a green vote would oppose the resolution and a red vote would be in support of the resolution. Debate between the two sides arose with over 10 delegates speaking on their personal stance on the matter, including the resolution's sponsor, Delegate Jim Butler.
Technology's changing. We have iPads, we have Skype, we have Facebook. We're on an automated system here. We're doing a lot of things now that people, 100 years ago had no concept of. So I think that this, another thing, West Virginia here, we are per capita the highest percentage of military veterans in the country. So wouldn't it be fitting if West Virginia did this?
Delegate Kevin Craig countered that voting members of the House should be present for their legislative duties.
We owe it to our constituents and to our citizens to show up at the Capitol and be accountable and be present for them so that they can interact with us. This is not something we should do via conference call. This is not something we should participate in the debates when we have time. We should be here at the Capitol and be here on the floor of the House like it's demanded that we be at your seat to vote. We can't stand out behind the chamber and vote. You have to be here and your name's on the board. So we're accountable to our people.
The motion to reject the resolution was adopted by a vote of 66 to 29. Well, after the vote and the passage of five bills, the debate continued on with Delegate John Schott pointing out a similar situation that occurred in the Senate.
At the request of Senator Unger, unanimous consent being granted, Senator Wells, who is currently on active duty with the United States Navy Reserve in Afghanistan, was permitted to vote by voice in accordance with Article 6, Section 44 of the West Virginia Constitution through electronic means for the election of the Senate President as required by Article 6, Section 24 of the West Virginia Constitution to fill the vacancy in the office caused by the resignation of the senior senator from the 7th District, which suggests to me how quickly we've abandoned our admiration of the Senate and how inconsistent we are in our actions here in the House.
However, Delegate Randy Swartzmiller was quick to point out what made that situation different.
To clarify, that was not a floor session where staff was gathered, press was gathered, staff was gathered. That was a one-time caucus vote.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.